Connecticut residents have a new incentive to get the COVID-19 vaccine, free booze. The state launched hashtag CTDrinksOnUs, where patrons can claim a free drink at participating restaurants if they've received the shot. Governor Lamont says hundreds of restaurants in the state are getting involved.
The price for the drink is free. I think they'll determine exactly which of the beverages included there. We'll leave that up to the restaurant.
The promotion coincides with the date that Connecticut lifts all COVID-19 restrictions on businesses, and bars would be allowed to fully reopen. If you qualify, you can grab your free drink between May 19th and May 31st.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, Connecticut removes religious exemptions to school vaccinations, a new law to protect cyclists in Suffolk County, and a decision was expected this month, but LIPA will continue to explore their options when it comes to cutting ties with PSEG.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont signed a law to remove religious exemptions to school vaccinations after a contentious debate. WSHU's Davis Donovan spoke to a lawmaker who says some of what he saw at a protest this week concerned him.
Some protesters distributed fake COVID-19 vaccination cards, and many didn't wear masks. State Senator Saud Anwar is the vice chair of the Public Health Committee. He's also a doctor and a public health expert.
There clearly are people who have concerns, parents who are worried from the religious perspective, and their parents who are also worried from medical concerns that they may have. So I recognize that. But many of the people in the rally were not being as responsible as I would expect individuals to be.
Opponents say the law was rushed and poorly written. Lamont says it doesn't take away parents' rights to make medical choices for their kids. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Suffolk County became the first in New York to enforce a law that designates the distance motorists need to be from bicyclists to share the road. Alec Lewis explains.
Cyclists and lawmakers say the state's vehicle traffic law is ambiguous in its definition of what a safe distance is for motorists, which has made it more difficult to issue violations. The measure now requires drivers to keep 3 feet away when they pass cyclists. Hal Terry says he was hit a few years ago by a driver while on his bike.
I'm hoping that it will mean cars and drivers will give us a little bit more room on the road.
Daniel Flanzig is a personal injury lawyer and a board member of the New York Bicycle Coalition. He describes the county's law as a game changer for enforceability and compliance.
When we talk about any other legislation affecting cyclists, the one single ask our coalition, when we've done polls, has been absolutely, why does the state not have that law?
33 states in the U.S. designate at least 3 feet between cyclists and drivers. Cyclists say they need the space to avoid obstacles in their way. Suffolk County legislator Kara Hahn is the sponsor of the law.
We want to make the roads safe for all vulnerable users and, quite frankly, for drivers in cars as well. If people know they have to give a cyclist 3 feet, everyone will be safer.
Drivers who get too close can expect fines up to $425. Alec Lewis, WSHU News.
LIPA will explore replacements for its service contracts with PSEG Long Island, and they have a few options. More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford Healthcare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that.
All residents in our region over 16 are eligible for the vaccine.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
The New York State Legislature is expected today to extend the moratorium on evictions during the pandemic through August 31st. The moratorium was supposed to end on Saturday. The extension would cover residential and commercial tenants. Lawmakers will also amend the law to allow more companies to qualify for small business protections. The August 31st date corresponds with a rent relief initiative authorized in April as part of the state budget. Tenants who suffered pandemic-related financial hardships can apply for a portion of the $2.4 billion allocated for rent relief for up to 15 months. New London police have arrested a Connecticut man who allegedly dragged an officer with his car. Police say 25-year-old Kendrell Dawson of Willimantic dragged an officer almost a full mile after the officer attempted to have Dawson exit his vehicle. The officer was hospitalized for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Dawson was charged with reckless driving, interfering with an officer, multiple accounts of assault, and violation of a protective order. A passenger in the vehicle, 20-year-old Diamond English, was also charged with interfering with an officer and criminal impersonation after providing police with a false name and birthday. The investigation is ongoing. The Long Island Power Authority will explore replacements for its service contracts with PSEG Long Island over the next few months. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports the search is in response to the utility company's poor performance following Tropical Storm Isaias last summer.
CEO Tom Falcone told LIPA board trustees this week that they will seek information from utility companies this summer while they continue to reform contracts with PSEG Long Island.
There's an option there where you could work with PSEG, but you'd have to really turn over a new leaf, reset the contract, and have something that you could take to the bank, written assurance that would lead you to believe performance is going to be better going forward. Or you go with somebody else, or you manage it yourself. Those are the options.
Falcone says that public option would have LIPA manage power distribution themselves. He blames PSEG Long Island for slow restoration time and poor communication with customers after Isaias.
You can't just look at what failed. You also have to look at, why did we pay all this money for management and we not get what we were asking for.
Customers and lawmakers who lashed out at PSEG Long Island's poor performance had hoped LIPA would make that decision this month. Instead, negotiations could take at least the rest of the year. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
Here at WSHU, we think local news is important, and we're glad you think it's important too. Thank you for your support, and thank you for sharing our podcast with your friends.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.